Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Wuhan police officer appreciates practitioners' efforts to raise awareness. Norwegian practitioners wish Master Li a Happy New Year. New Century Film actors share their stories at New Year Gala. Argentina raising awareness about Falun Gong in Chinatown at Chinese New Year. New York, Chinese New Year parade in Flushing wins people's hearts. And Japan, Falun Gong practitioners protest at Chinese consulate on Chinese New Year's Eve. Now for the stories.
Wuhan police officer appreciates practitioners' efforts to raise awareness. The outbreak of the coronavirus in Wuhan has been going on for over a month and is only called pneumonia by authorities in Wuhan. Confirmed cases and deaths are increasing rapidly. However, people generally do not believe the official numbers published by the Chinese Communist authorities. Practitioners outside of China have been making phone calls to Wuhan and telling people the current situation, which the CCP is censoring, and how to be safe. Police, prosecutors, and judges have expressed appreciation for these efforts by practitioners. Practitioner Ms. Li in Toronto has been calling China since the CCP initiated the persecution in 1999. She recently called a police substation, and the director picked up the phone. She said, "Your situation is urgent as the whole city is under lockdown. The military is isolating the city. There is news online claiming that all Wuhan communication channels to the outside world will be shut down. But it has not been initiated yet due to international pressure, so you still received my call." The other party was listening, and Ms. Li heard footsteps indicating that others were also listening to the call. She said, "We don't know what the CCP is up to. You must treasure the current time. I wish all of you are safe. The CCP is evil and fears truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. It ordered you, the police, to persecute Falun Gong for the past 20 years. Think about it. Truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance is good for everyone. You persecute Falun Gong under pressure from the CCP. Now you are discarded and have to face the infectious disease. You need to know that the evil nature of the party is the cause of the situation." The director whispered, "Thank you." Li said next, "Power and money will not keep you safe, given the virus epidemic. Only believing that Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good can make you safe. Falun Gong has been persecuted for 20 years. Now you must realize that we are not interested in political power and we are not worried about things you are interested in. We just hope you are safe and not made the scapegoat of the party." "Thank you," said the director. Li continued, "Now the disaster has arrived. You can trust us or not, but we practitioners truly care for your well-being. This is your hope. Falun Gong has been steadfast for 20 years facing the brutal persecution. Many practitioners during the persecution and many families have been broken. Many children became orphans, but we kept our belief. Without us, no one will tell you the truth. Also, you should remember that the CCP has committed so many wrongdoings. Heaven is disintegrating it. All members of the party and its youth organizations are in danger as they all promise to devote their lives to the party. So you must quit the party and its youth organizations to have a safe future." The director asked, "What should I do?" Ms. Li told him how to quit the party. He and others on site expressed their appreciation.
Norwegian practitioners wish Master Li a Happy New Year. Falun Dafa practitioners in Norway gathered in front of the Parliament building in Oslo on January 18, 2020, to express their gratitude to Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa, and wish him a Happy Chinese New Year. After a weekly group study session on January 18th, A group of practitioners went to the Parliament building and took a photo to be used as a greeting to Master Li. They then continued their weekly routine of setting up display boards near the main subway station downtown and talking to passersby about the persecution in China. Norway is a country in Northern Europe with a population of more than 5 million people. Falun Dafa practitioners in Norway have held activities in downtown Oslo every Saturday for many years to raise awareness of the persecution in China. Many people have signed petitions condemning the communist regime's ongoing human rights atrocities. Maria, a retired pastor, signed the petition calling for an end to the persecution. She said that she had seen a report on television about the organ pillaging in China, and more recently about the Chinese communist regime's forced organ harvesting from prisoners of conscience. She was shocked and disgusted by these practices. She said, "I have to sign to help prevent these crimes from happening again." Dr. Ewan and his wife Osa said they love Chinese culture and food and have traveled to many cities in China. "I love the Chinese people, but not the Communist Party. They are too authoritarian and brutal," Ewan said. The couple signed the petition after learning more about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China.
New Century Film actors share their stories at New Year Gala. New Century Film Company actors held a gala in upstate New York on January 18th to celebrate the Chinese New Year. They sent greetings to Master Li Hongzhi, the founder of Falun Dafa. The actors, who are all Falun Dafa practitioners, told their stories of how they benefited from the mind and body system of cultivation and shared their dream of spreading the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance through their films. Founded in May 2017, New Century Film is an independent film production company with operations across North America. The mission of the company is to create films based on the core values of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, in an effort to lead society on a journey to rediscover ethical behavior and moral standards. Since its creation, New Century Film has produced 10 movies, some long, some short, and some micro. The movie Origin Bound, which runs 80 minutes, has won many international awards, including the Accolade Global Film Competition, the Japanese Top Indie Film 2019, the Wales International Film Festival, and others. Origin Bound is based on true events. Howard Wang, a megastar movie actor, is famous worldwide when late-stage lymphoma sent him crashing back to reality. Faced with impending death, Howard decides to practice Falun Dafa, which renews his life in just weeks. He gains new perspectives on life and reconciles with people from his past. At the gala, the Falun Dafa practitioners in the cast of Origin Bound shared their stories of cultivating truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. The leading actress in Origin Bound, Zheng Shifei, was born in Yunnan Province, China. She told the audience that her mother was always sick when she was little. Ms. Zheng said she suffered from more than 20 chronic ailments. The pain made her depressed and she tried to kill herself. In 1998, she started to practice Falun Dafa. Within a short time, she recovered her health, and I was amazed. Although I didn't really cultivate at the time, I witnessed the power of Falun Dafa.
Argentina, raising awareness about Falun Gong in Chinatown at Chinese New Year. Falun Dafa practitioner in Buenos Aires sent greetings to the practice's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, for Chinese New Year on January 26, 2020. As part of their event in Chinatown, they told passersby about the ongoing brutal persecution of practitioners in China. It was a lovely summer weekend, and Chinatown was packed with visitors. The practitioners demonstrated the exercises, held posters and banners, and gave out flyers with information about Falun Dafa and the persecution. Many people thanked the practitioners for their efforts. After one man read the information, he loudly exclaimed, "There's nothing better than Falun Dafa." He explained that before he retired, he frequently traveled to China. Over 20 years ago, I witnessed many practitioners being brutally beaten on Tiananmen Square. I'll never forget what I saw, he said. The practitioners explained how practitioners in China are incarcerated and tortured for their belief. After learning how the practitioners in China were relentlessly tortured, a woman called her two teenagers over to listen and said to them, "You need to hear this." The children solemnly listened and said they were shocked to hear it. They planned to go online and find out more. One woman said she often comes to Chinatown and sees practitioners doing the exercises. She said that she could feel their powerful energy. Especially when she saw children doing the exercises, it made her feel that everything was pure and clean. A young woman said that she would pray for the practitioners. She was shocked to learn the details of the persecution and expressed hope that it ends soon.
New York. Chinese New Year Parade in Flushing wins people's hearts. The annual Flushing Lunar New Year Parade was held on Saturday, January 25th in Queens, New York. Event organizers invited Falun Dafa practitioners to participate in the parade again this year. It consisted of a large group of several hundred practitioners and many different sections and themes. Practitioners also handed out information about the meditation practice to the spectators who lined the streets. The Falun Dafa Practitioners Parade entry included traditional Chinese themes, including floats, lion and dragon dances, and waist drum performances, as well as a global Quit the CCP Center contingent. Ms. Yi Rong, who coordinates the Global Quitting the CCP Service Center, said that 350 million people have withdrawn from the CCP and its affiliate associates to date. "We hope more people will learn the truth about the persecution of Falun Gong and choose to withdraw from the CCP," she said. Zhao Xiaoping was tortured in China by the communist regime for handing out copies of the 9 commentaries on the Communist Party. She said the communist regime has been brutally persecuting Falun Dafa practitioners in China, who are good people, and many practitioners have been killed by the authorities for their organs. She said those who commit such bad deeds will be punished by heaven. "We hope that by explaining that Falun Gong is good to these people, they will quit the CCP and be blessed." Many Chinese people watch the parade in the rain. They praised the Falun Gong entry, saying it was beautiful, spectacular, and that they agreed with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. One spectator who is originally from Shanghai but has lived in the United States for many years said that she has seen Falun Dafa practitioners participate in parades for more than a decade. She said, "Falun Gong is the best. They look magnificent in the parade." She said she hopes Falun Gong will continue to grow and spread to every corner of the world, and also hopes it can be freely practiced in China someday. "Falun Dafa practitioners have exposed the lies spread by the communist regime," she said.
Japan. Falun Gong practitioners protest at Chinese consulate on Chinese New Year's Eve. Falun Gong practitioners in Japan protested the Chinese Communist Party's 20-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in front of the Chinese consulate in Fukuoka on January 24th, Chinese New Year's Eve. They held banners that read, "Falun Dafa is good. Stop the persecution of Falun Gong. Disintegrate the CCP and stop the persecution. And immediately stop the CCP's state-sanctioned organ harvesting from living Falun Gong practitioners." They called on the international community to pay attention to the ongoing human rights abuses in China. The practitioners' banners and posters caught the attention of passing drivers and pedestrians. Many passers-by paused to read the posters and were shocked by the brutality of the persecution in China. Falun Gong was first taught to the public by Master Li Hongzhi in China in 1992 and has since spread to more than 100 countries. Practicing Falun Gong has helped many people improve their health and uplift their morality. However, the CCP began to persecute Falun Gong in July 1999, and hundreds of thousands of practitioners are still held in detention centers and prisons, forcibly separated from their families at the Lunar New Year, the most important traditional Chinese holiday. Falun Gong practitioners around the world have persisted in peaceful protests opposing the persecution. They hope more people will learn about Falun Gong and the persecution and work together to help stop the atrocities. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.